President Trump announced on Truth Social, because of course he did, that Israel and Iran had fully agreed to a phased ceasefire. The diplomatic push comes amidst heightened global concern and a desperate effort to prevent a wider regional war, highlighting the immense challenges in the Middle East. So,
is that this week or was that last week? I can't even remember now.
Time is a flat circle. Israel bombed somebody in the Middle East is pretty much an evergreen headline.
Fair.
Yep.
So.
Very true.
So we know
wasn't
that,
it on the weekend?
Go ahead.
It was on the weekend, wasn't it? Wasn't it on the weekend?
Yeah, I think it happened last weekend. Because Trump likes to start Friday. A new nightmare on a Friday afternoon. That's right.
No one's notices. Yeah, exactly.
So then we thought that there was Trump said I'm going to take 2 weeks to decide. Then instead he just right now I'm remembering everything
yeah.
correctly.
Yeah,
yeah, and isn't the defense secretary now yelling at people for questioning that they blew up a nuclear site?
Yeah, criticizing the media yeah. and being why are you twisting this around?
Bombs fell, things boom. That's what happened. Sorry.
And Trump was live tweeting everything when it was happening.
Yeah. Well, and the internet is forever, as we know.
Yeah. I'm scrolling through his truths right now to find him, his demands for peace, which were really something.
Well, because that was the conversation is that, he's bringing peace and a ceasefire and he's working with everybody and isn't everything great? And that lasted 11 minutes? Something happened.
But it's strange because it didn't last. You're right. It didn't last long. And Trump criticized Israel for, and then remember he dropped the F-bomb and he's like, they don't know what they're doing. He was just getting so frustrated. Yeah. It's just chaos. It's completely weaponized uncertainty. All of it.
Sorry. I just found right after he tweeted in all caps or truthed in all caps.
Oh.
Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home now. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States.
Please attend. Pay your attention to this matter. What the hell? That's crazy.
And
no bombs, please.
Netanyahu's at home waiting for a tweet. You know what I mean?
It's international diplomacy through Truth Social. That's why I think it has more power right now than the UN, that platform.
I mean, based on the number of ads for My Pillows I'm seeing, it's very influential. Captured the global spirit.
Is it a 3.5% tariff on that? Is that what he was mad about, that he was going to have to pay us usage of it?
He's demanding that Netanyahu's trial be canceled immediately.
Is that after this?
Yes.
This is just ramblings on...
This was yesterday, BBC reported on this, he called for the trial be canceled immediately or he be given a pardon. Who even could pardon him?
Well, I think it's in his own country, right? How he was, he was going to go to jail right before all this happened.
Yeah.
So that's what he's asking. Whole thing is just, I just can't believe this is real life.
So this is what I don't understand because, so Trump is besties with Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Israel can do no wrong. Okay, fine.
I don't know. It seemed like they did wrong the other day after they broke the ceasefire.
I know, but that's what I mean. And so, shouldn't that show him that even though there's an understanding or whatever his group chat said with Netanyahu about, that Israel's going to go and do whatever they want to do in the moment, right? They're not actually going to listen to you. So shouldn't that be of a twinge in his brain to go, hold on, they're not listening to me, right? And so he had his temper tantrum and he swore and whatever, that's fine. But moving forward, shouldn't that be a cautionary tale that it doesn't matter what is said between the two of you, they're going to do what they're going to do. But then meanwhile, he's BFFs with Putin and Putin's going to side with Iran. So you know what I mean? How do you navigate that?
I'm glad you brought that up because that dynamic between Netanyahu and Trump has always fascinated me because Trump is the kind of person that when somebody pisses him off, that's it. They are done. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mike Pence, you upset him. All the people that went through remember the first term he'd have this defense secretary, this person, everybody. They do one thing. Netanyahu seems to stay. It's just this relationship and this friendship is so strong. I don't know if he has something on him. I don't know what it is, but it's bizarre.
Has to be, right? It has to be. Because again, going against what was just discussed and, Trump saying, look at what I did, peace and everybody, there's a ceasefire. And going against that, people have done far less right? And received far further punishment from Trump. So I don't get it. And how does he reconcile that with Putin? Like, I just, maybe it's a good thing we're spending more. I don't know. Maybe we need to get that Canadian steel going. I don't know.
Maybe there is like imminent threats right now. I don't think they're on us, but I do think they are. Like the States, it's...
No.
I don't want to go there.
Yeah, well, and we're attached to them. That's the imminent danger.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Bombs don't sit in borders, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they're smart bombs. Maybe they do, but still, hopefully nobody gets bombed here.
I'm trying to find his posts where he was like yelling at Israel not to bomb things. Every time you try to scroll Truth Social, if you go like quickly at all, it's like, oh, you're scrolling too fast. We can't handle this.
Yeah, it confuses
it. It is a remarkably influential site that is borderline unusable. But like everything that you find is like complaining about fake stories on the Iran nuclear sites, even though like basically every outlet is reporting now that it may have set back Iran's nuclear program like a couple of months at most. Yeah. But what's very interesting to me is now, like, what motive is there for Iran not to develop the bomb? Right? Like, it's been made pretty clear, like, the U.S. is going to bomb you whenever they particularly feel like it. So,
but Israel what are you has a do to policy. Defend yourself? They have a policy that nobody near them can develop nuclear.
Have either of you seen the compilation of Netanyahu saying every year since 1992, like they're weeks away from a nuke.
They've had 90% of this.
We're in danger.
It's wild.
Like literally from the time that I was 7 years old, Iran has been weeks away from a nuclear weapon. Yeah. And it's just like, I think maybe they are lying.
And it's funny because you see Netanyahu age through it, right? Like he has black hair. And he's aging through all this. And he's saying the same thing, weeks away.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, the years have not been kind to Netanyahu, but it's just so bizarre. And like all that's popping into my head is, I think it was the election against Biden, where there was essentially one debate where they were arguing about who loves Netanyahu more and kept calling him Bibi and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what is even happening right now? I wonder how much of it is just Netanyahu's influence specifically, how much of it is the impact of like the Israel lobby in Canada 100%. Is very influential, but in the States, it is incredibly influential.
100%. Yeah. And news as well. But the other thing I was going to say, was did you see the mayor of New York?
Yes.
There was a debate of all the mayoral candidates, and they asked them, where would you go? What would your first trip be? And it was like all of them. It was like, I'd go to Tel Aviv. I'd go to the Holy Land. I'd go to Israel. And then Zoran, right? Zoran Mamdani was like, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd stay here. There's so many problems to fix in
my
New
work.
York. You're the mayor of New York. Why do you got to go to Israel? Like,
I'm pretty sure he said I was going to go to Queens or something.
Yeah, or something. Good for him. God.
That whole thing was just bizarre when it was like, hey, so I think that we should have cheap buses that run on time. And they were like, yeah, but what about Israel's right to exist? Yeah. And it's like, I am running for mayor of New York. What are we even doing here, people?
I mean, New York has the largest population of Jewish people in the world. After Tel Aviv, I think it's the second biggest city. But still, they're not a monolith, right? They're not all thinking about this right now.
Right, exactly.
And like, I don't know, that Stephen Colbert interview was wild.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was just like really oddly Israel focused again. Oh. And it's just like, Mamdani was like very much trying to keep things focused on New York,
regional,
due to wanting to be mayor of New York.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
It's so weird. It is so weird.
So anybody got some straightforward solutions to peace in the Middle East? What do we got? Come on, let's throw some stuff out there. What do we got?
I say you put everybody in a circle with those Nerf bats and just beat the crap out of each other and then have a nap. And then everybody will be happy, right? Like, let people live and exist. And
my brother, we're Muslim, and my sister-in-law is Jewish. So I'm just, my two nephews, that's who I'm hoping will find a solution. We call them Mujus, Muslim Jews. Okay. And they are, they're going to figure it out, guys. Don't worry.
Maybe. Yeah, okay, well, how old are they? Do we have time? Like,
are
we going to be here?
No, they're seven and five, I think, right now. So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they could come up with a solution at 7 and 5 yeah. that would be smarter than what these grown ass men are
well,
doing.
Well, the older one is really smart. He knows the periodic table. So,
oh my God. Okay. Well,
I just think everybody in the region, get all of the leaders together, give them a snack and a nap, and then just like see what happens.
See what happens. Okay.
I don't know. It's just bizarre. And it really feels like the whole solution is just throwing more gasoline on the fire every single time.
And we're completely ignoring what's happening in Gaza, which is, that's the yes. saddest part to me.
Right.
The human suffering and the tragedy there, like that is just being put to the side. Like the people that are dying every day, the starvation, the lack of baby formula, people die. Like it's just, this is actually the story and nobody cares right now.
Mm. How much of Netanyahu's aggression towards Iran do you think is like, it feels so Deflection. Insulting to call it a distraction yeah. because like, this is a real human issue. But how much of it do you think is him trying to change the channel from this increasingly even within Israel unpopular action?
It has been he's done this his whole career. This is his MO, right? The art of distraction. This is what he does. So I don't think it's a really, you know, soft word to use on such a big issue. You're right. But it's that's exactly what it is, right? Like it's.
Well, and it is sad to say, but that's the unfortunate part is that to them, people are collateral damage, right? It's not, they're going to do whatever they need to do to skew the story. And so, yes, people are dying in Iran. Yes, people are dying in Gaza, but we're going to deflect, right? Because we're responsible for this over here. So we're going to make them responsible yeah. for something else. It's just gross, right?
Don't focus on that. We're busy bombing Lebanon. Don't focus on that. Yeah. We're busy bombing Syria. Don't focus on that. We're busy bombing Iran, right? Like just...
Yeah.
Here's the narrative.
And yet somehow we're to believe that everyone else is the threat to peace in the Middle East.
Well, right,
not the ones bombing everyone.
Common denominator. Let's start to look at that, right? So, and again, just to preface, I'm not talking about Jewish people. I'm not talking about Jewish people. Love Jewish people.
No, absolutely.
You're talking about the government and you're talking about the
yeah.
head of that country. And that's, I think that's exactly. like what we have to be keep putting saying. And I like... My kids, we go through this all the time. I'm like, it's not the people. These are some of the nicest people. Like, it is the government. The government is doing
yeah.
horrible, horrible crimes. Is doing horrible things.
Yeah.
But that conflation of the Jewish people with criticism of the Israeli government has really served the Israeli government in that it's become like people are very reluctant to criticize them. And when they do criticize them, they get accused of, in many cases, anti-Semitism yeah. for being critical of a democratically elected government that isn't the religion. They're two different things.
Mm-hmm.
But that conflation really does serve the interests of somebody like Netanyahu.
It just like it serves Trump. Like, I mean, we don't hate all Americans, but we sure do hate your leader in the government, yeah. right? Yeah. So,
anyway. No, you can't. I mean, if we had a leader that was like this, like you can't, you know, take it out on, because not everybody feels that way. And, you know, the amount of Jewish people that have come out and are critical of what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've seen it. I've yeah. never seen anything like that before.
We may have been in the same boat had Pierre won the election, right? We would have had to spend 5% with NATO because nobody would have defended us at that point.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh.
You can find past episodes and more at podcastisbroken.ca or your favorite podcast platform.